们先开始有个祷告。主，我们感谢你，我们再一次俯伏在你的跟前，我们来读你的话，但愿你的话实在能够照亮我们里面的光景，以及我们实实在在透过读你的话，叫我们不光光是有一点属灵的看见，而叫我们这个人实在给你带到你面光的底下，活在一个透亮的恩典的跟前。主啊，我们知道你要如何的在地上完成你自己荣耀的旨意，你是在以色列人当中所要做的，今天也在教会当中来彰显你自己的作为，帮助我们与我们同在，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。今天我们还是继续看赎罪日，我想就是从利未记23:26-32，上个星期已经开始交通过了，所以我想今天我们就多一点时间给王弟兄啊，如果弟兄姊妹有一些稍微要补充的，可以稍微交通一点啊。我想赎罪日这一几节圣经啊，是很眨眼的叫我们看到，因为这是耶和华小谕摩西说，7月初十是赎罪日，你们要守为圣会，并且要刻苦己心，也要将火祭献给耶和华，当这日什么工都不可做，因为是赎罪日，要在耶和华你们的神面前赎罪。当这日凡不刻苦己心的，必从民中剪除。我想这些非常严厉的话，而且我想弟兄姊妹都知道，耶和华这7个节期啊，其实多少时候都是23章第2节你说是小于以色列人，所以我们看到节期呢，也特别是跟以色列人有关系，当然也可以演到神旨意的完成啊，神整个的计划就是从救赎进到国度。当我们知道，因为是特别讲到以色列啊，如果我们读但以理书9章那里说是讲到为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了70个期，要止住罪过。那特别英文有一个 the， 就是纳罪过啊，除尽罪恶，恕尽罪孽，引进公义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。所以这些的话好像我们都看出来是很具体的讲到主要在以色列家中所要成就的事啊。因为特别讲到70个期62个期啊，然后1个期也就7个期，这些都是我想我王弟兄可能这方面多讲一点，我就不讲了。但是我在这个特别要提出来的，这个赎罪日是一个特别的赎罪，是在长线的赎罪之外啊，就是说明神的百姓，特别以色列有一个特别的罪需要进行这个救赎的处理啊。当然我们知道这个是指到如果读撒加利亚书的时候，我们就知道他们是因着践踏神儿子啊，所以这样的这个罪过是一定要解决的啊。所以这是撒加利亚书那里面，我想我也不多提了。我在这里只愿意在这件事情上面因为他那里讲到纳罪过，除 尽罪恶，受尽罪孽，引尽永义啊啊，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。我们在这里实在是看到是神旨意最后的完成啊，引尽永义。什么叫做永义？就是国度能够在地上彰显，因为这里说并高至圣者，所以我们在这里看到，就是当然是后面是指到祝棚节啊，所讲的神公义完全的彰显，基督作王的事情要显出国度的出现，所以在这里就是很具体的叫我们看到这些。但是对于今天对我们来讲，这里他讲到这些很严厉的要求，百姓在赎罪日那天什么东都不可做。那特别是我们今天啊，在这个最末了的时代，就是主要借着对以色列人的要求，其实是对教会也有一个提醒啊，也有一个提醒。这里说要刻苦己心，当我相信知道这里不是叫我们故意的去装作外面的一些的活动，但是如果我们对于罪如果不敏感的话啊，那也就是说在新约的里面，那我们定规是带进属灵的死亡啊。如果说凡不刻苦己心的人就要从民中剪除，在那一天啊，我们都要等候在神的面前求神光照。那以色列人是给带到绝对的要灭亡的底下，才真正的悔改回转啊。那如果我们用今天的日子来讲，我实在求主叫我们不要说落到以色列那种光景，我们才蒙光照，我们才悔改。所以一个真正在主面前的人实实在在是一个活在主的面前，是有一个这样刻苦己心啊，守圣会啊，在主面前警醒啊，等候啊，这样的日子啊。不然的话呢，我们实实在在的是，所以这个赎罪日，我相信我们不能只是光看，这是对以色列人的一个要求。当然，那个从历史上，从将来要发生的事情上面是对着他们，但是这些话也实在能够应用到我们在这个最后的时刻啊，我们应当有这样在神面光的底下求神时刻显明我们的亏欠啊，不落到沉睡的里面，活在这样的光里面。因为我想今天我特别看了一下，是这个时刻啊，因为照着犹太人的 calendar， 他们的今年的祝棚节是10月14号，那也就是说这个是赎罪日呢，就是应该是10月9号，就是我们刚刚过的啊，就是刚刚是这个时刻啊。所以我想我们来读这些的话的时候，我们也应该在主面前有一点的警醒啊，免得我们也落到这样神的定罪的底下。我想我就是稍微交通几句，我想弟兄姊妹如果要有去交通的，我们简单的交通一下，可能王弟兄今天多有一些话要讲。
我觉得刚才弟兄特别提到的就是但以理书那个第9章第24节那一块，他特别提到那个有一句话叫除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽。 那我在这次看了，我们在曾经查过利未记十六章啊，十六章二十九到三十一节也讲了同样的日子，他那里说的呢，就是说赎罪日，那是从大祭司的角度来说的，但他那里的对以色列人和在以色列中寄居的人，同样也有一个相互相应的一个字句，叫得以洁净，脱尽一切的罪孽。罪愆，所以说这个赎罪日的确是一个比较重要的一个日子，主要是神的工作中心又回到那个以色列的人的身上。但我这次在读的时候，我觉得这个赎罪日作为神的耶和华的节期的最后的倒数的第二个那个节期，那给我最大的一个感动呢，我是觉得呢，就是说神的心意他是必定要自己要成就的。那我想起新约里头的话来说，他说呢，他所爱的必然不会撇下，他所拯救的必然要拯救到底，他所拣选的必不后悔。那这个呢，就是通过吹角节、赎罪日以及到祝棚节，我们可以看得出神向着以色列人身上所显明出来的。其实他的这个心意也是向着我们来说的，就在那个在十六章里头，他那里就讲到，这是一个永远的定力，永远的一个定力，不仅仅包括本地人，就是指以色列民，也包括在他们寄居在他们中间的那些外人。那同样的，就是说神向着我们的心意，虽然在教会恩典这段时间里头，那我们是成为神工作的一个中心之外，那对于以色列和他的耶路撒冷城来说，好像是一个荒凉的日子，但是神呢，确实是也有这样的心意显明在我们的面前。那我读了这段的感觉的时候，我觉得最多的呢，主要是我这段时间在读那个希伯来书，我在读到希伯来书十一章的时候，十一章都讲的那些信心的伟人，我们讲的那些信心的伟人，或者说信心的见证人，很多东西，很多人都是神所拣选的那个以色列民中的一份子那他最后结束的时候，他说了一句话，他说呢，神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能成全。我就觉得，就是在神永远的旨意之中，他不仅仅就是说拣选了以色列人，他也拣选了我们这些就是说外邦人。那他的真正的心意是用我们这些人跟以色列人要一同得被神得着，那这个神的旨意才会往下走。所以说我觉得这些给我们一个警醒，我们在预备自己的时候，我们也要看到神心意中还有另外一群羊在那个地方我们一起就是在天路上去追寻，然后才能是神的旨意。当然还有一个，就是当神的吹角节开始的时候，或者赎罪日来临的时候，我们知道和想起罗马书里有一个也是跟我们现在有关系的，罗马书十一章二十五到二十六节，它里有一个条件，他说外邦人的数目填满了，以色列全家必然得救。那这个一样是讲的是这两群羊之间的一个关系在那个里头啊。我先交通这里，
没有很特别那个交通，上次讲了，那这次就查了一下那个以色列人将来整个的历史，查几卷书，好像有点提醒，可能我过去不是特注意，从吹角节到赎罪日，原先好像怎么会有吹角节，神就在那边吹角，然后以色列人就一起了，然后就到了那边了，然后是悔改了，但好像这仔细读好像不完全是这样，生命记三十章里面讲到以色列人将来怎么悔改，好像是有两步，一个是生命记三十章说神追赶你到万国中，神把他们放在万国中，是怎么吹号的，应该是里面接下来马上就讲了，说到那个时候，说你和你的子孙若尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神，照着我今日所吩咐你的，就是有人先有尽心尽意归向神，然后他说神必怜恤你，然后呢是讲从分散你到的万民中将你招聚回来，即使到天涯 也把你召聚回来。然后呢，后面才讲，耶和华你神必将你心里和你后裔心里的污秽除掉。那么接下来再讲，让他们继续的来认识神。我不知道这个是对不对，是不是这个过程？因为原先我概念中一直以色列人全家就是不得救啊，就是不好啊，然后吹角节，那个角一吹嘛，就把大家都吹过来了。但好像这里当然也给我们现在也是一点提醒，他是先从他们离弃当初的神，他们就是被吹到万国，好像就像第一次被掳归回，先是有但以理们的祷告，或者那些被掳的当中有些巴比伦河边哭的人，他们总有一些祷告，最后神把他们带回来。但是最后就是神把他们带回来，然后他们那个时候好像是对神有心了，但最后是因为是橄榄山上，因为他们接下来才发生打仗的事情，打仗打不过了，最后橄榄山主耶稣带着圣徒带着天使使者来了，这个时候他们看见他们所扎的，他们才悔改，然后他们才知道他们把主他们杀了主，定是主，这是把血那个罪归到他们身上。我不知道是不是这个当中有这个。另外一个，这读的时候觉得因为去读撒加利亚书，撒加利亚书十二章是讲到赎罪日，那它里面特别讲到施恩恳求的灵，而且当以色列人打不过的时候，在其他的书卷中让人想到他们就有因为圣灵的做工，所以他们就求告耶和华的名。而且撒加利亚书十二章一开始特别是讲到神创造大地，创造天，创造地，然后又造有人的人，有灵的人怎么样怎么样。那也就是说最后是圣灵的工作，就没有圣灵的工作没有办法他们悔改，是有神恳求的灵，他们求告，也是神恳求的灵之后才讲到他们怎么一家一家。另外就说他们悔改悔什么呢？他这里特别是讲到刻骨己心，而且他特别讲到这日什么工都不可做，其他的节日还可以做饭，安息日不可以做饭，但这一天是什么工都不可以做。那也就是说以色列人究竟要悔什么罪呢？也就是他们是以自己的热心，以自己的义，律法上的义，没有按照神的义。那也就是说他们是靠行为，他们是靠做工，好像神在这个当中也是提醒最后是基督，最后若不是在基督的里面什么悔改，就是神说天国进了里面要悔改，两件衣裳的要改怎么样改，我觉得这都不是关键，最后这些弄到最后就是人的行为，最后如果不是在基督的里面，如果不是基督的悔改到基督的那一个方面，那这个就不算。那他这里就另外一个留意到，这月从初九日晚上到次日晚上，他就应该好像就这个节日特别讲了，好像特别讲到初九日然后到次日的晚上，好像特别讲了一整天，那好像也是给我们也是个提醒。那你说将来到审判台前，我想我们没有一个人达到主的要求，今天我们这一辈子能够神光照我们，我们今天我们悔改，将来最后一部分都是靠主来帮我们补满的。那也就是说他是这一日到那日，好像当然这个主要是讲以色列人，但也是给我们个提醒，有的时候我们蒙光照蒙了一点再蒙光，最后就主到那个时候，这一次的赎罪日就把人，我想不光以色列人，整个人到底什么罪，人就是不信的罪，人就是不顺服的悖逆的罪，好像完完全全，而他这里特别强调一整日，圣经说主要一日之内除尽，好像这里也给我们一个提醒，是要完完全全在神面前得光照。
我们看到赎罪日和那个吹角节这两件事情的时候呢，
And when we look at the date of atonement and also the feast of the trumpets，
我们看到他们当中有一段不长的时间的距离。
And we can see that there is the time period between these two are not so long。
吹角节是七月初一。
The Feast of the Trumpet is the first of the seventh month.
赎罪日是初月 七月初十。
And then the Day of Atonement is the tenth day of the seventh month.
那当然这里头的十天的间隔并不是实际的那个时间上的限制。
And of course, these, the 10 days in between is not the actual limitation in time.
这只是说出当神的那个节期在地上所表明的事情一件一件出来的时候，他们当中是有一段的距离。
And it's only telling us that the things that are unfolded while the feasts of God are manifested on earth, they unfolded one by one.
有些是长一点，有些是短一点。
And the time between them, there's times that's longer than the times that's shorter.
逾越节跟孝节呢是连在一起。
And the Pentecost and the Passover and the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, they are linked together.
初熟节也是连在一起。
And also they are linked with the Feast of the First Fruit.
出来的。
And they come
out one by one. 这个我们很容易能看到。
And that's easy for us to see.
因为在主钉十字架，那个是逾越节的发表。
And because the crucifixion of the Lord is manifested in the day of Pentecost.
那救赎的工作一做成，人一归回神的时候，那脱离罪的那个要求也就立刻发生效用。
When the atonement is made and people's sins are forgiven, the effect of the sins forgiven and the life that needs to be lived out has to be manifested.
而初熟节的出来呢，是跟着逾越节的那个安息日来做决定，所以也是连在一起。
And the feast of the first fruit is according to the Sabbath after the Passover.
但是来到五旬节的时候呢，那个时间是比较隔得长了一点。
But when it comes to the Pentecost, the time in between is a little bit longer.
那这也是帮助我们能了解但以理书上面所说的那个荒凉的事已经定了的，并且是蛮要长一直继续一个很长的时间。
And this helps us to understand what's described in the book of Daniel about the days of the desolation. They are set and they are a longer period of time.
所以一到了吹角节的时候，他就把那个荒凉的日子来了一个结束。
So when it comes to the Feast of the Trumpet, it puts an end to the days of the desolation.
那当然上次我们特别提到，吹角节起头的那一点是跟教会的被提有关系。
And last time we mentioned, in the beginning of the Feast of the Trumpet has to do with the rapture of the church.
因为教会如果不被提的话，
because if the church is not raptured,
地上发生的灾难就跟教会发生难处了，
then,
就连结了。
Then the tribulations on earth would have a connection with the church.
但是平常我们比较少提的有一件事情，我想现在要补充一下。
And there's a matter that we usually don't mention about this, and we'd like to.
因为我们读哥林多后书的时候，
because if we when we read Second Corinthians.
弟兄姊妹，不晓得你有没有碰过这样的一个问题。
And I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you have come across this question.
哥林多后书那里呀、啊，不，帖撒罗尼迦后书那里呀、啊，就说到一件事情，蛮严肃的。
And there is a matter in Second Thessalonians is very rather serious.
那是说到敌基督的出现。
It talks about the appearing of the Antichrist.
那这个敌基督的出现什么时候呢？
And when did this Antichrist come about?
当然那是灾难的时期。
And of course this is in the time of tribulation.
那但是现在我们读约翰一书的时候也看见许多敌基督敌。
And, but when we read 1 John, there are many antichrists.
属于 antichrist.
Those who belong to antichrist.
所以 是那个敌基督敌。那这个我们过去的时候也就提过，敌基督敌和敌基督应该是两件事情。
And we have mentioned before those who belong to the antichrist and the antichrist are two different things.
敌基督敌那就是与敌基督有关的，或者连接在敌基督的那一些他的手下。
And those who belong to the Antichrist, they are connected with the Antichrist.
敌基督是单独的一个人物。
But the Antichrist is one singular
person. 帖撒罗尼迦后书二章那里就说。
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2,
it mentions, 当敌基督出来的时候。
When the Antichrist appeared.
他就进到神的殿中，说自己就是神。
And he will enter to the temple of God and claim that he is God.
那为什么敌基督现在不来呢？
And why is it the Antichrist hasn't come yet?
那里就提到一件事情。
And it mentioned there.
因为那拦阻他的还没有给拿掉。
Because what's keeping, something that's keeping him has not been removed yet.
等到一天那个拦阻他的给除去给拿掉。
Until one day this obstacle is removed.
他就显露了。
Then he will appear.
那这里的话是说得很清楚。
And these words are very clear.
现在我们就要问了。
And now we have to ask.
什么是拦阻他的？
What is this obstacle that's restraining him?
那这个事情完全发生在地上。
And this happened on earth.
不是天上的征战，是发生在地上的一个很严肃的一个大现象。
And this is not a battle in heaven. This is a great phenomenon on earth.
读经的人一直以来有两个不同的解说。
And those who study the Bible, they have all along they have these two conclusions.
其实这两个提说没有冲突的。
Oh, these two interpretations, they are not contradictory to each other.
因为这个被这个拦阻他的是可以一而二，二而一的。
Because this one who restrains him, it could be one in two and two in one.
一些弟兄们他就主张这个拦阻他的乃是圣灵。
And brothers, they would say that this one who restrains him is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵从五旬节降临以后，就一直在教会里边做工，在地上做工，来扩张教会，造就教会。
And the Holy Spirit since the Pentecost has ascended on earth to continue to work in the church, to enlarge the church and to build up the church.
所以圣灵在地上的时候呢，敌基督要出来就没有那么容易显露。
So when the Holy Spirit is still on earth, the appearing of Antichrist is not that easy.
有些弟兄们他们就是这样的领会这个做拦阻的。
And this is how some brothers understood about the one who restrains him.
另外一些弟兄们。
And there are other brothers.
他们就是这个拦阻的。
And when they talk about this, the one who restrains.
说到明显的话来说呢，他说应该是指着教会。
And they said if we put it plainly, it has to be the church.
因为在教会还在地上的时候。
Because when the church is still on earth,
神救赎的工作要在进行。
The redemption work of God continues.
敌基督要出现就受了一点限制。
So when the Antichrist wants to come out, there is some limitation.
用人的话来讲，敌基督就不能那么自由的来做他所要做的。
So put in man's words, the Antichrist cannot do whatever he wants so freely.
等到教会被提了。
So when the church is raptured.
那他没有什么拦阻他了。
Then there's nothing to restrain him.
他就自由自在的在那里显出他那个敌基督。
Then the Antichrist will appear without reservation.
其实这两件事情根本没有冲突的。
But these two things are not contradictory.
教会之所以在地上存留是圣灵的工作。
The reason the churches can be on earth is the work of the Holy Spirit.
教会如果被提的时候，
And when the church is raptured,
那圣灵当然也同时一同回到天上。
And of course, the Holy Spirit at the same time will return to heaven.
所以我刚才说这两个主张本身根本没有冲突的。
So that's why I said these two sayings are not contradictory to each other.
没有了圣灵工作就没有教会。
Without the work of the Holy Spirit, there's no church.
教会如果在地上不存在了，圣灵也没有做工的那一个要求了。
And if the church does not exist on earth anymore, the Holy Spirit does not need to work anymore.
那因此我们就注意到了。
So that's why we can see.
虽然这个事情在圣经里头 没有太多的其他的话来说得更清楚。
There are not many other words to explain this further.
但是我们必须知道一件事，就是说，现在抵挡神的势力虽然是很猖狂。
But what we need to know that even though the power to oppose God is rampant nowadays,
但是他们毫无限制的在那里扩张。
But it's not without restraint that they are continuing to enlarge the power.
为什么会有这样的现象呢？
And why is there such phenomenon?
当然那一个就属于属灵征战的范围里边的事情。
And of course it's falls in the boundary of the spiritual warfare.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主给我们看见。
The Lord let us see.
主是摆上了一个拦阻的在地上，让敌基督在主没有回来以前，他不能有任何的动作。
That the Lord has put this restraint on earth so the Antichrist cannot do anything before the Lord returns.
但是问题在这里。
But there's an issue here.
吹角节，吹响的时候。
When the trumpet is blown at the feast of the trumpet.
首先是属神的人被提了，教会被提了。
In the beginning, those who belong to the Lord, the church,will be raptured.
那个拦阻就除去了。
Then this restraint is removed.
因为当圣灵被教会被提的时候，圣灵也就回到天上了。
Because when the church is raptured, the Holy Spirit returns to heaven.
那圣灵在地上还有没有工作呢？
So is there any work left for the Holy Spirit on earth?
有。
There is.
但是回到旧约的时候的光景。
But it will return to the time of the condition.
神要使用哪一个人的时候，那一个人就在那一个时刻，圣灵就供应他，扶持他。
And whoever is used by God, then the Holy Spirit will provide, will give, empower this person.
但是一定不会像在教会留在地上的时候，教会在哪里，圣灵就在哪里。
But for sure, it would not be like when the church is still on earth, and wherever the church is, the Holy Spirit would be there.
因为圣灵是住在人信主的人的里面。
Because the Holy Spirit abides in
the Lord. 你哪里有信主的人，哪里圣灵就在哪。
Wherever there are believers, wherever the Holy Spirit will be.
但是当教会被提以后呢？
But after the church is raptured,
教会圣灵也回到天上去。
The Holy Spirit is also
returned
to the heaven.
除掉了。
Then the restraint is taken away.
敌基督就出现了。
Then Antichrist
will appear. 那这个是将来的那个吹角节发生以后的事情。
And this would happen after the Feast of the Trumpet.
当然在当年提到吹角节的时候，主一点实际的具体的情形都没有像摩西提到。
But of course, at that time when the Feast of the Trumpet is mentioned, God has not given any concrete details to Moses.
所以你要从立位记里头去留意吹角节的事呢，是没有条件。
So if you want to try to understand the matters of the Feast of Trumpet in the book of Leviticus, then you cannot. But we thank the Lord.
主在立位记的时候没有说的话。
The words are not spoken in the Leviticus.
在先知的日子里人，主说了。
In the days of the prophets, the Lord has
spoken. 到了新约的时候，主就说的更多了。
And the Lord has even spoken more in the.
我们要是把那一些主说的话连起来的时候，就好像把将来的那一个事情呢，有了一个模模糊糊的领会。
And if we connect all those words spoken by the Lord, then we can have a semi-clear understanding of the things that are to come.
准确的领会不可能，因为主没有说的那么清楚。
And because it's impossible for us to have an accurate understanding because the Lord
has not
told us clearly. 但是模
模糊糊的领会呢，主是给我们看到的。
But a kind of fuzzy understanding that the Lord has given us.
那因此我们就注意到了，当教会被提了以后，整个在地上的事情就在人中间发生了。
So we see how after the church is raptured, all these things are happening among men.
那么从大面积上面来看，就是说地上就是灾难开始。
And from a broader scope of view, so the tribulations will happen on earth will begin.
敌基督的那些行那些手下的活动就很频繁。
And all those followers of the Antichrist would be very common.
直到大灾难来到的时候呢，敌基督就亲身的出现了。
Until the great tribulation arrives and the Antichrist will appear himself.
那这个我们在读启示录的时候，我们就稍微看到那一个形象。
This is what we can see somewhat in the book of Revelation.
但是在当年说到立位记的时候呢，摩西大概不太懂。是怎么一回事
？But at that time, during the time of Leviticus, Moses probably did not understand.
所以他圣灵给他知道是那么许多，他就是写记下这么一点。
So however much the Holy Spirit revealed to him, he wrote them down.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
因为神陆续在说话。
Because God continued to speak.
在神所说的话的里边，就把我们带到比较摩西。听到利未记的话的时候，我们应该是比较清楚一点。
And because of the word spoken by God, so we have a bit more understanding than Moses had.
但是又不能说得很具体，很实际。
But these words they are not too concrete.
因为这个确实是关乎神启示里头的奥秘，神当时没有把它摆的。很清楚，很明白。
Because these have to do with the mystery of God's revelation, that God could not make it more clear for us.
但是问题就是在这里。
But then that's an issue.
吹角节吹过了以后
，After the trumpet is blown,
过一段日子才有赎罪日。
And after a little while, then comes the day of atonement.
我们也许会问
，And maybe we'll ask.
既然吹角节是把神的百姓十二个支派的人都找了出来了，那十三调的那十个支派都显明出来了。
Since the Feast of the Trumpet is when God gathered all his people that are lost, all those tribes that are scattered.
既然十二个支派都能显出来了，那时候为什么他们不立刻就碰上那个赎罪的问题呢？
Since all the tribes are found, then how come we don't immediately go into this matter of atonement?
这实在是一个不太容易领会的事。
And this is a matter that's not easy to understand.
因为神并没有很清楚地说到神怎么领以色列人回来。
Because God does not explain clearly how he brings all the Israelites back.
神只是给我们的，你听到那个天使在号吹号吹到第七号的时候，那些人就来了。
And but God only
不是第七号，是吹到那个号。号声停止的时候，他们就全都归回来了。
God only said that it's only when the trumpet is finished blowing, then all those people will return.
怎么归回法呢
？But how do they return?
神没有说。
God did not say.
所以我们也无从去考虑。
So that's why we cannot.
但是我们不能不，这就引起我们有很多的思考在那里。
But that makes us think.
既然神把这一个十二个支派都显明出来了
，And since God is manifesting all 12 tribes，
为什么他们还要等一段时间才有那个赎罪祭，那个赎罪日
？Why do they still have to wait for some days before the Day of Atonement？
按照道理来说
，According to reasons，
既然他们给显明我们是以色列人。
Since they are manifested that they are the Israelites,
那就是他们碰到神的工作了。
Which is to say they have come across God's work.
你碰到神的工作。
You have come across.
你还不知道你们给分散的那个问题是什么，原因是什么吗
？Then wouldn't you understand the reason of you being scattered?
怎么还要等到赎罪日那一天才来了那么严肃的赎罪呢
？Why would you still have to wait for the Day of Atonement to solemnly have your
那个弟兄们所提到的，那任何工都不可做，凡做工的必须就从民间剪除。你说那么严肃的一个事实，怎么一点隐疾都没有露出来呢？
And as the brothers mentioned, it is very solemn that no work can be done, and if you do, it will be cut off from the people. How come there's no trace about this before?
事实上，以色列分裂成两个国家，然后这两个国家最后前前后后都给被掳分散到全地， 这也是人所没有办法想象得到的。
But actually, the fact that Israel was divided into two kingdoms and all the tribes of these two kingdoms were scattered all over, this is something that people cannot comprehend also.
因为按照一般的情形来说，这样的分散，那一个国家民族早就灭掉了，没有了，失去踪影了，在地上。
Because according to common sense, if a country is scattered or divided like this, it should be destroyed utterly. You cannot find it anymore.
但是他们是这样的分散。一千多快两千年
But
他们还整个的原装的摆在那里
But they are scattered for about 2,000 years but they return as one
在人间的历史里头恐怕只有他们是有这样的实际
Then that's only this country that in human history that can manifest such a reality
但是问题就在哪里
ButThat's the problem.
这样的分散怎么结合
And such scattering, how do you gather the people together again?
我们实在不知道怎么结合
And we truly don't understand how they're gathered.
但是我们知道神用吹角节这一个事实来说明他们一定要回来
But we know that God used the feast of the trumpet to explain this.
那因此我们在吹角节的事情上面还要再注意一些事情才能连接得到赎罪日的那个实在的光景。
So that's why we still have to understand some of the facts in the feast of the trumpet in order to understand the day of atonement.
首先第一件事情我们碰到的。
The first matter we come across.
犹大、便雅悯、利未这三个支派。是比较明显的，一直存留到现在，他们还有把握，
and first,
知道你是谁，我是谁。
The first thing we need to understand is for Judah, Benjamin, and the Levite, these tribes, they are the ones who rather obvious on earth that we know where they are from.
其他呢，十三的十个支派呢？
And the other 10 tribes that are scattered.
你几乎连踪影也找不到他们。
It's almost that you cannot even trace them.
你怎么把它召回来呢
And how can you gather them back together?
在人来看，这个是不可能的事。
And in man's eyes, it's impossible.
是根本不能存在的事。
It's something that cannot exist.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神一说到吹角节的时候
，When God mentions about
他后面就有交代了。
And he has gave him some explanation.
他不是交代那个具体的情形。
He wasn't explaining in a very concrete term.
神是说出了那个应有的结果。
But God speaks of the consequence.
我想我们要看这个问题的时候，就要多翻一点先知书上的话。
And when we look at this, we have to look at the words in the prophetic books.
请弟兄姊妹翻到以西结书。
And verses, please turn to the book of Ezekiel.
我们先看三十七章。
And we will look at chapter 37.
以西结书三十七章。
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 37.
那三十七章一开始我们就知道神让以色列这个已经是用具体的话来讲，这个在那段日子一直到1948年的时候，那个以色列就是三十七章开头那段话。
And that in the beginning of chapter 37 described about Israel at that time until 1948.
就是一堆血骨。
Is all skulls and bones.
死掉了的。
All
不但是死掉了的，并且是死干了的。
They are dead. Not only are they dead, they are dried up.
一点肉都没有，所以那里说只是血骨。
And there's not even any flesh left. That's why it says dry bones.
极其枯干。
It's very desolate.
但神对以西结说。
But God spoke to Ezekiel.
要叫这些死人复活。
Said that
要叫这些骨头重新活过来。
That he will cause his bones to live again.
当然这个事情以西结当时如果不是亲眼看到神做这个异象给他看他也没办法 能, 体会的这件事情。
If Ezekiel did not see with his own eyes what God has done, that he would not be able to
understand. 那神说，我要把我的气息再送回给他们，他们就活过来了。
But God said that he would breathe on them and they would live again.
那么前面这段就是说到整个以色列十二个支派的分散和等于死亡一样的光景。
And so the beginning part described the 12 tribes, how they're scattered, and they are like they're dead.
我现在要提的还 不是提的、那十个支派显出的事情，只是说神叫这个好像死掉了的以色列重新活过来。
And I'm not even mentioning about the 12 tribes, but now God is saying to Israel that Israel is almost dead.
这个呢，在历史上面来说，已经是局部应验了。
So this is partially fulfilled in history.
所没有应验那个部分，就是失掉那十个支派还没有出现。
The part that is not fulfilled is that the 12 tribes that are scattered, they have not been gathered yet.
但是你往下去看。
But if you continue to read on,
你看到看到十六节以后
and you read from
就三十七章十六节以后
chapter 37 verse 16 on,
他就叫以西结，你拿两根木杖，一根写上犹大，一根是写上以色列。
And God toldIs Ezekiel to take two sticks, one to write the name of Judah and the other of Israel.
他不是叫小以色列，是叫小约瑟。他然后就解释说，约瑟就是以法莲和他同支派的人。
And actually, God told him to write the name Joseph, but it explains further. It says it's Ephraim and all the house of Israel and his companions.
这两以色列的十二个支派。在历史上一直就是那样分成两个国家。
And the 12 tribes of Israel in history, all along they've been divided into two kingdoms.
本来他们应该是一根木杖写上十二个支派的名字就对了。
It's supposed to be they should be just be written on one stick and the 12 tribes, the names of the
12 tribes on one stick. 但历史上就出现了犹大和以法莲就分开两个支派。
But in history, Judah and Ephraim, they are divided into two.
说神就叫以西结，你拿两根木杖，木杖过来，就写上这两个。
So God told Ezekiel to take two sticks and write these two names on them.
就显明以色列的分裂。
And to show the division of Israel.
然后神就说，你把这两个杖合起来。
And then God told him to join the two sticks.
底下就说了很多话，神就说出一个结论。
And what follows are many words and God came to a conclusion.
我要叫这两批人就是两个国家，他明说的，不再成为两国，要成为一个。
That God made it very clear that these two kingdoms will no longer be two, but it will be joined into one.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这个就是追剿节里头的一个具体的现象。
And this is a concrete example of the phenomenon of the Feast of the Trumpet.
但是还是含糊的。
But it's still kind of confusing.
你只是知道神将来又神要做一件事情，把这些不聚在一起的以色列的民族显明出来，他们是一个整体。
And you can only know that God is going to do these things, that these tribes that are not together, God will put them together.
并且底下就继续说到，他们成为整体以后，他们就一直接受大卫做他们的王，直到永远。
And then what follows is that after they become one, they will accept David as the king as an everlasting king.
然后就来一个事情说，喏，你这个事情出来的时候呢，你们就知道了，外邦人也都知道了，这就是我叫以色列成圣的耶和华最末后的那句话。
So after this has happened, all the nations will know that I am the Lord who sanctifies Israel.
神就是说出一件事，是他自己要把分散的以色列重新成为一个。
That God himself said that he will once again join all those Israels that are scattered as one.
好了， 他们都回来了。
So now they are all,
那时候
they all returned.
12个支派都显明了。
And all 12 tribes are manifested.
那又怎么了呢？
Then what happens?
那怎么带进那个赎罪日呢？
And how would it bring about the Day of Atonement?
那 这里面就又有很多经过在哪里头了。
And there are a lot of things in between.
那所以接上去38章。
So in chapter 38.
就说到大灾难的时候以色列人他们的遭遇。
It talks about the conditions of the Israelites during the Great Tribulation.
他们都恢复回到以色列地。
And they are brought back to the land of Israel.
啊，也做了一个敬畏神的民族。
And they have become a God-fearing nation.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意我用的词啊，是有意思的。
Verses take note of the terms that I'm using.
他们就都成为一个敬畏神的民族。
And they have become a people who is God-fearing.
那既然敬畏神的民族，他还有什么好去赎罪不赎罪的？
So if they are God-fearing people, why would they still need the sins needs to be atoned?
我们就注意到一件事情。
And we will see this thing.
在以西结书的38章的下边，38章上头。
And in chapter 38 of the book is of Ezekiel.
就说到在大灾难的时期的里头，那些来对付以色列的人是怎么的要把以色列来除掉。
And talks about during the Great Tribulation, there are those who come to deal with Israel, how they want to get rid of Israel.
然后主就说，我就在那一个时候，我就反手攻击他们，让那些攻击以色列的人完全的失败。
And God say that at that time he will stretch out his hand to deal with those who want to deal with Israel, so they will be utterly destroyed.
事情就是这样摆出来，但是具体一点的情形我们还是没办法知道的。
But we still don't know what the concrete matters are.
但是却提给我们留意到有一条线索，引出主在启示录里面说到大灾难的事情的时候所引出的那些文字上表达的事。
But that's a clue that gives us a clue to understand what's described in the book of Revelation, how the Lord described the things in the Great Tribulation.
我们不知道，等到大灾难的时候，全地的人，那弟兄姊妹记先记住记住，那一个时候教会已经是被提了。所以所说出这些事情跟教会是不发生关系的，整个的关系都是以色列跟全地的人的问题。
So brothers have to take note that that time the church is raptured already, so all the matters here has to do with Israel and the people of the earth.
那你要是到启示录上面去看的时候，
And when you read what's in the book of Revelation,
你就看到一件事情。
Then you will see this matter.
那就是神的碗往下倒的时候。
And it's when the bowls of the God are poured out.
那弟兄姊妹，你可以翻到启示录。
And verses
we can 那里去看第六碗。
We can turn to
时候的事。
We can turn to the book of Revelation. Look at the six and the seven bowls.
那是第几章呢？是第十六章。
Which is in chapter 16.
那是大灾难的时候，神告诉那最后掌管最后七家的天使要倒碗的时候。
And this is when God told those angels who are in charge of the bowls that they would pour out the bowls.
那里就这是怎么说呢？
What does it say there?
我们就留意十二节里边所提到的。
Let's take a look at verse 12.
再说第六位天使把碗倒在伯拉大河上，河水就干了，要给那从日出诸地所来的众王预备道路。我又看见三个污秽的灵好像青蛙从龙口、兽口并假先知的口中出来，他们本是鬼魔的灵，施行奇事出去到普天上众王那里，叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战。看啊，我来像贼一样， 拿警醒等候警看守衣服的，免得欺身而行，叫人见他羞耻的，有福了。那三个鬼魔便叫众王聚集在一处，希伯来话叫做哈米基多顿。
We just read from chapter 16, from verse 12 to 16.
那么这段话呢，就让我们留意到一件什么事呢？
And what do these words tell us?
就是在大灾难的末后的日那个时候发生的。
And these things happened during the end of the Great Tribulation.
发生的是什么呢？是列国围攻以色列。
What happened was all the nations gathered together to attack Israel.
我平常不大喜欢把这些不太容易领会的那个预言来做具体的推测。
And I usually don't want to have any speculation about these prophecies that are hard to understand.
所以我不敢说出将来的事情说会怎么发生。
So I cannot say how things would happen in the future.
因为你要猜，用现在的情形去猜将来的事情，你猜不到的。
Because if you want to speculate based on what's happening today, you cannot speculate anything.
举一个简单的例子。
And to give a simple example.
年份我忘掉了，反正都是我们都在生的时候。
And I forget what year, but it's the year where we are still living.
那个时候苏联很强大，没有人想到苏联转眼就不见了。
And at that time, the Soviet Union was very strong, and nobody would think that it would disappear.
现在还弄到乌克兰自己本身就在那里，又搞得一塌糊涂。
And now, Ukraine is a mess.
我没有办法能了解，你能用眼见的情况去推测将来的事。
And we cannot use what we can see in sight to speculate what happens in the future.
所以用我们现在的领会去推测将来的事情，特别你说我根据神的话是这样说的，但神的话说是说是有这样的类似的事，但是具体的是怎样，神一句话都没有说。
And in the same way, we cannot use what we can understand today to speculate things in the future, even though we say we're using God's word.
但是有些事情，神也是让我们去想。
But there are things that God wants us to think about.
比方说我们。那些人为什么要进攻以色列呢？
For example, why would those people attack Israel?
以色列地也不是产油的地区。
And Israel is not a oil producing country.
如果为经济问题，用不着这样做。
If it's for the sake of finances or economics, they should not do this.
你实在没办法想象得到，以色列那么一个点点的地方，怎么会引怒到全地的人？
And it's beyond our understanding why Israel, such a small country, would incite
the anger of all the countries. 如果我们要用这些眼见的事情来推测神做的那个事情，是一点根据都没有的。
So we have no basis to try to speculate things that God is to do with what we can understand.
因为从以色列这个地理环境来说，和人口的那多少来说，都没有任何一些事情是可以引动全世界的人的。
Because if we are basing on the geographic conditions of Israel or the population, there's nothing that they would do to provoke all other countries.
怎么会有那样的事情发生呢？
And why would these things happen?
我们没办法能推测的。
And we cannot speculate.
但神说事情将来一定是这样。
But God said that the things would happen accordingly in the future.
不过呢，也是有那点蛛丝马迹给我们去思想，可能对，可能不对。
But still, there are some traces or some clues that can help us try to make some speculations. They may be right, may be wrong.
那弟兄姊妹，你先一定要记住。
那
在那的时候，那个地上的势力完全是敌基督的势力。
And during the Great Tribulation, the power on earth they are all from Antichrist.
那也就是撒旦的，对了，就是撒旦的那个完全操控的那个势力。
Which is the power completely controlled by Satan.
所以那一个时候，人和人中间最不容易调解的呢，就是这样的一件事。
So this is something that is always in conflict among men.
这又引到我们读启示录的时候常常会引发的一些问题。如果说在大灾难的时候，教会不经过灾难，教会不在灾难前被提，才会有启示录里面说到那是为耶稣福音为耶稣的道做见证的人呢。
So that would bring about this question we always have, if the church is raptured before the Great Tribulation, then why would there be a mentioning of people spreading the gospel of Jesus on earth at that time?
所以教会一定要经过灾难。
So the church has to go through tribulation.
主张灾后被提的人所提出的那个证据之一。
So this is, this is the basis of those who say that the church will be raptured after tribulation.
但是我们细细去留意到启示录里边的事呢，你就发觉很有意思，很有意思。
But if we pay detailed attention to those matters in Revelation, we'll find them very meaningful.
我简单提一提就好。
So I'll simply mention this.
如果我们真的是接受神儿子福音的人，
If we're truly those who accept the gospel of the Son of God,
你不能同时是接受摩西的律法。
Then you cannot at the same time accept the laws of Moses.
那如果你留意这个事实，你就注意到在启示录里边那些不肯跟随敌基督走的人呢，他们基本上是跟随摩西的律法，就是神的律法和为耶稣做见证的。
So,
那这个我不详细在这里解说了，不过我提给弟兄姊妹们，你有点资料去考虑。
So for those who would not follow the Antichrist during the Great Tribulation, they are the ones who follow the laws of Moses and they testify for Jesus.
这也说出了一件事，我曾经和弟兄姊妹交通过的。
And this also brings about this matter that I have fellowship with brothers before.
当教会被提以后。
After the church is raptured.
在灾难的时期。
During the period of tribulation.
神的见证。是说什么
？What is God's testimony?
不是说信主得永生。
It's not that if you believe you have eternal life.
是说敬畏神。
But it's to fear God.
天使传的道，敬畏神。
What the angels preach is to fear God.
见证人在里传的道，敬畏神。
The witnesses also there to preach to fear God.
现在弟兄姊妹留意了。
So brothers, take note.
现在引起。全地去对付以色列的
，What caused the whole earth to deal with Israel？
基本的那个一个原因是什么
？And what is this basic reason？
他们的首领
，That their leader，
敌基督
，Is the Antichrist？
假先知
，Is the false prophets？
还有那个三个无为的。无畏的灵呢，就是敌基督、假先知和龙。
And is the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the dragon?
这是什么
？And what are these?
这是也是一种宗教的思想。
These are also religious thinking.
但是这个宗教的思想呢，我们笼统的来说，无神。
And to generalize this is the atheism.
那因此。我们在看启示录整个的那个气氛呢
So we look at the atmosphere in the Revelation.
在地上虽然发生那么许许多多的灾难
Even though there are many tribulations happening on earth.
但是人对神的那个态度是越来就越刚硬
But the attitude of men toward God is even more so stubborn.
为什么人的那个光景会落到那样深沉的地步呢
？Why this the condition of man has fallen to such a bad place？
因为在那一段日子里头，整个控制地的那个权势就是龙、兽、龙、假先知、假基督。
And because the power controlling the earth at that time is the dragon, the false prophet, and the Antichrist。
详细的事情我们。这不在我们这次的交通的范围里，我们不提了。
But the details, they don't fall into the boundary of our fellowship this time.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就现在就能留意得到，在那一个时候，整个地上那个情形，就是你要敬畏神，或者说我要反对神到底，是这样的两种心思在那里发生很严重的不调和。
So, brothers and sisters, at that time, the entire atmosphere on earth is either you fear God or you will be against God to the very end.
我不敢说这个是一个答案。
And I dare not to say this is an answer.
但是可以给我们有一点思考的方向，说到那既然十二个支派都显出来了，他们怎么还不归上基督？
But this gives us a direction to understand why is that when the 12 tribes are manifested, they would not return to Christ right away.
以色列人到现在，他们如果说正宗的以色列人，他们还是敬畏神。
And the Israelites, the true Israelites, they still fear God nowadays.
他们就是不要基督。
But they don't want Christ.
但是在地上，你又看到有一批。有一个势力是越来发展的越厉害的，就说到我们现在实际的情形。
But when we talk about nowadays, we can see there's a power that's growing stronger and stronger.
那是什么呢
？And what is this?
那是回教。
Is the Muslim?
回教他就是相信那一位独一的神。
They
在信仰上面来说。
They also in the religion, they also believe there's only one God.
但是他们突出的一个点。
But what's special, one point about them is that they are against
Christ. 那我为什么特别提这样一件事呢
？Why would I mention this?
不然，一方面，现在我们看到回教的那个影响是越来越明显、越扩张。
And of course, nowadays we can see the influence of Muslim is more and more stronger and stronger.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有留意到，我就收到这些信件。
And I don't know, but this is realizes I've received mails like this.
在美国来说了，已经有一批人，他们觉得这个事情不大对了。
And in the United States, there are a group of people think there's something wrong with this.
他说回教的势力越来越扩大。
They said that the power of the Muslims they are getting bigger and bigger.
扩大到影响了美国的律法。
They are so influential that they are influencing the law of the United States.
有好些法院在那里判案的时候，他们是根据《荷兰经》来做依据来定规事情。
And because there's some courts, they use the Quran as a basis to make to judge.
所以一些搞政治的人呢，他们就要形成一个运动，要现在的政府要。注意这样的事情，不要再让这个回教的势力慢慢的渗透进到美国的文化的里边去。
So there are some politicians that are bringing this to the attention of the courts that so that the influence of the Muslims would not be growing stronger and stronger.
但是我们不是跟他们讲文化的问题。
But we are not talking about
我们要注意的是注意那个宗教。的那一个上面所显出的事情。
But what we want to pay attention is how it's manifested in terms of religion.
那弟兄姊妹现在就留意启示录十六章那里边所说到，那时候围攻耶路撒冷的、围攻以色列人的那个主力是什么人？
So when we come to chapter 16 here, we need to look at what is the power that besieged Jerusalem.
肯定的，我们不敢说。
We dare not to say for sure.
但是，主观上的一个你领会到的，你能看到那个主要的力量背后就是那个无神的，或者是抵挡神的那一个势力在那里。
But subjective.
控制。
Subjectively, we can see the power behind it is atheism.That's controlling this power.
如果你再看回以西结书的那个37-38章
If we go back to Ezekiel chapter 38,
你很清楚，那里就连那个地区都活了出来了。
And very clearly, actually defines the region for us.
那个地区是哪里呢
？And where is this region?
头一个明显给我们碰到的就是伯拉大河。
And first one is the great river of Euphrates.
伯拉大河是哪个地区呢
？Where is this place？
现在的伊拉克呢
And it's Iraq nowadays.
就是从前的巴比伦了。
And it's Babylon in the old.
那然后站在那边一大堆的地方。
And then the regions around that.
然后就特别是就这里就说启示录就说从东方来的那一些了。那你站在以色列地来看，东方来的是什么地区了
？So in Revelation, it describes them as the people from the east. So where is those
people from the east? 以西结书里提的范围更大。
And the boundary in the book of Ezekiel is even bigger.
一直提到现在俄罗斯是啊，乌克兰的那边的地区都包括在里头。
And the boundary includes Russia and Ukraine nowadays.
No.如果加上现在我们所面对的一个事情，那个所谓伊斯兰国的运动，
and,
那不就是那个大地区里头搞出来的吗
okay. And if we include power of the Islamic states, then it's even a bigger boundary.
但是上一次我提到，弟兄姊妹，你留意到主说，埃及、亚述，那他们都要归回到神的名下。
And brothers, remember last time I mentioned about Egypt and Assyria, they will return under God's name.
如果从现在我们的眼光来看呢，那就是许多亚拉伯的国家里头的一个部分了，就不能说是亚拉伯作为全部。
And using today's point of view, is a lot of countries, a lot of the places in the Arabic countries.
那我把这个情形这样摆出来呢，乃是让弟兄姊妹看到将来。十个支派选出来以后，他们怎么会回到一个以色列的里头去
？So this is how I like to have Brunsus understand in the future when the 12 tribes are gathered together, how they return to Israel.
虽然这些都是我们可以思考的一些个资料，但是你没办法下结论。
So even though these are the information that we can think about, but we cannot draw a conclusion.
但是你能注意到的一件事情呢，乃是说，这整个的问题就是中东一直连到近东那一带的地区里头做那个中心点来发生的。
But what we can say that it is from the Middle East to the Near East, this region would be the central point.
那好，我们没办法很细的去。很具体的去看那些事情。
And it's not possible for us to look at this very concretely.
但是我们把大概的情形有一个观念的时候。
But if we have a general concept about
this, 我们就回过头来看赎罪日了。
Then we can come back and look at the Day of Atonement.
那如果要看赎罪日
，In order to look at the Day of Atonement,
我们就必须要回到撒加利亚书上。
Then we have to go back to the book of Zechariah.
那我们回到撒加利亚书上，你就看到一个比较。具体一点的整个的大形式。
And if we go back to look at the book of Zechariah, we can have a general concept.
在撒加利亚书的里头，连后面那几章啊，都是提到这一段时候的事。
The last few chapters in the book of Zechariah are about this period of time.
但特别是在从十二章开始
，especially beginning with chapter 12。
十二章开始的时候就说到哈米基多顿的那一个，就说他灾难里边，刚才我们从启示录上头所看的那个灾难的大战的事情。
And in the beginning of chapter 12, it mentions about the great tribulation or the Armageddon mentioned in the book of Revelation.
详细的我们不能看了，我只是把那个事情说了。
We won't be able to go into details.
当事情发展到以色列都回来，全家都回到以色列地了。
When it comes to the entire Israel, all the Israelites return to Israel.
他们也许也恢复到。敬畏神的那种态度了。
And maybe they restore to an attitude that they fear God.
但是地上的情形呢，却是无神的那一种影响是更厉害的发展。
But the condition on earth, they are greatly influenced by atheism.
那然也许就是这样的一个原因，就引起列国对以色列有一个攻击。
And maybe this is the reason why the nations would attack Israel.
那是撒加利亚书十二章开始里边所提到的一些事情。
And these are the things that are mentioned in the beginning of chapter 12 of Zechariah.
撒加利亚书在那里就说到。
And the book of Zechariah mentions.
列国要围攻以色列。
The nations will besiege Israel.
以色列也许就是在启示录所说的那个哈米吉多顿那里头给他们发生一个大会战。
And maybe just like mentioned in the book of Revelation, at that time there will be a united battle.
但是那个大会战的结果用不着说，一定是以色列输了呢。
And we don't have to even mention it. Of course, the result of that battle, that
Israel lose. 所以以色列就在加利利那一带地区就一直退回到耶路撒冷。
So Israel would retreat from Galilee until they go to Jerusalem.
所以结果到耶路撒冷也就全完全的被围困起来。
So they were besieged at Jerusalem.
不仅是给围困起来。
Not only are they besieged.
并且也给攻破了。
And they were actually taken down.
虽然不是全程落到那个敌对的方面。
And even though it's not the entire city gained by the opposing force.
但是是耶路撒冷给攻破了。
But Jerusalem was taken down.
你留意到十四章里头就说到那个时候。
And we take note that chapter 14
describes 我读一节经文的，读一节经文你就知道了。
And I'll read one verse to you.
因我必聚集万国与耶路撒冷征战，城必被攻破。房屋被抢夺，妇女被玷污，城中的民一半被掳去，剩下的民仍在城中不知斩除。
This verse 2, for I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city will be captured, houses plundered, women ravished, and half of the city exiled, but the rest of the people will not be cut off from the city.
那是耶和华必出去与出去与那些国征战，好像从前征战一样。那日他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上，这山必从中间分裂，自东至西成为极大的谷，山的一半向北挪移，一半向南挪移。你们要从我山的谷中逃跑，因为山谷必沿道亚沙，你们逃跑必如犹大王西西家年间的人逃避大地震一样。耶和华的神必降临，有一切圣洁从来那日必没有光，山关必退守，那日必是耶和华所知道的，不是白昼也不是黑夜，到了晚上才有光明。第三我不读了。
And we just read from verse 3 to 7.
这个就是耶路撒冷最后给攻破的时候的光景。
And this is the condition when Jerusalem was captured.
那一个时候以色列人剩下的人虽然是很少数。
So at that time, even though those left and in Israel, was
但是我们从十二章上面来看，
But from chapter 12,
你看到那里头有一件事情说出来了。
And we can see that's one thing.
当他们在这样危急的时候
，at this crisis,
他们就记起他们的神耶和华。
Then they remember the God, the Lord.
他不是向神在那里祈求。
And they plead with God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这就是主从空中降临到地上的那一刻了。
And this is the moment when the Lord ascended on earth.
当他们没有望的时候。
When they are hopeless.
他们只有仰望他们祖宗的神，你们拯救了我们。
They can only look to the God of their ancestors.
像唱中间你们领我们出埃及一样。
And just like when you used to lead us out of Egypt.
感谢神。
We thank God.
这是他们在绝望中的等候。
This is the waiting in the despair.
但是主就在那一个时候带同教会 一同降临到地上。
It is at that time the Lord brings the church to descend on earth.
这就是十四章里边所说的那刚才读的那段话。
And these are describing the words that we just read in chapter 14.
带同众圣者一同降临到地上。
That the Lord descends and brings all the saints.
这一个降临一面是让以色列人有地方可以避开列国的屠杀。
This ascension on one hand is to provide a place for Israel to run away from the killing of the nations.
另一面，主的降临也是同样的去消灭了围困耶和华的那些军队。
And also this ascension is the Lord to destroy the armies that are besieging Jerusalem.
主把那个话说得很清楚的。
So the words of the Lord are very clear.
他是亲自的降临。
He appeared himself, he descended himself.
降临到耶路撒冷。东边山上的那个叫做橄榄山。
He descend on the Mount of Olivet, east of Jerusalem.
当主的脚一踏到橄榄山。
When the feet of the Lord touches the Mount Olivet.
那又回到帖撒罗尼迦前书里边给我们上的主用降临的荣光废掉他，说到那个大那个敌基的。那个敌基督。
And the words in the first Thessalonians it says the Lord uses his glory, the light of his glory to destroy the Antichrist.
这许多的事情是在那一短的时刻里，就从吹角节到赎罪日这么短的一个时间当中。
And these things happened during the short period of time between the Feast of the Trumpet and the Day of Atonement.
也就是大灾难的最末后的那段日子所说的是。
Which is described at the very end of the Great Tribulation.
那然后我们来回到撒迦利亚书十二章。
And then let us go back to chapter 12 of Zechariah, verse 10.
我必那施恩叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民，他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的，必为我悲哀如上独生子，又为我愁苦如上长子。
I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, so that they will look on me whom they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for the only son, and they will weep bitterly over him like the bitter weeping over a firstborn.
那日耶路撒冷必有大大的悲哀，如基米多平原之哈达恒临门的悲哀。
That day there will be great mourning in Jerusalem, like the mourning of Hadadrimmon in the plains of Megiddo.
什么事情？
What is this?
我们先来留意哈达临门的那个悲哀，那就是米基多顿那里的悲哀。
So let's first take note of this morning of Hadadrimmon, which is the morning of Armageddon.
哈米基多顿那里的悲哀是以色列全溃败吗？
The morning of Armageddon is the utter defeat of Israel.
当然死伤不计算了，你整个的什么都好像落到完全等于没有。后退回到耶路撒冷，现在耶路撒冷也给攻破了。
The numerous that are killed, and also they have to retreat to Jerusalem, and that also Jerusalem is captured.
那现在神就说，你们在耶路撒冷里头就有大有悲哀。
So now,
好像你们在哈米基多顿给打败的是那个情形一样悲哀。
Now God says that there will be great mourning in Jerusalem, just like the mourning in Armageddon, because you are defeated.
但是这个悲哀不一样。
But this mourning is not the same.
哈米基多顿的时候吃了大败仗。
Armageddon, because you are greatly defeated.
现在的悲哀呢？
But now this mourning.
上面那句话，弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Take note of the verse above it.
他们看见主降临来拯救了他们。
And they see that the Lord returns or descends to save them.
他们仰望耶路撒冷的居民，他们必仰望我。
the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they will look onto me.
那个我是谁呢？
Who is this me?
这里特别加上那一句话，就点出那个很关键的地方。
Now here, there are some words that point out the key.
就是他们所扎的。
It's me whom they have pierced.
然后呢？
And then,
他们就悲哀。
And then they will mourn.
为谁悲哀呢？
Who are they mourning for?
是为着主被扎的这个事情悲哀。
It's for the matter that the Lord was pierced.
用简单的话来说。
And to put it simply.
以前我们以为他是假冒神的儿子。
We used to think he was an imposter to claim that he was the son of God.
我们的祖宗杀了他。
That our ancestors killed him.
哪里知道？
But how would we know?
现在来拯救我们的，就是当年我们祖宗所杀的那一位。
The one who comes to save us is the one our fathers killed.
这一个时候，他们才认识。
At this time, they realize.
神的儿子。耶稣基督。
At this time, then they know the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
就引起底下所说的全家得救的事情。
And it brings about the whole Israel, the entire family is saved.
我们读罗马书就知道，到了有一天，以色列人要全家得救。
And when we read the book of Romans, we know one day the whole house of Israel will be saved.
不是说他们死掉的人活过来信主得救，是活。在那里所剩下的余数。
And it's not talking about those who are dead will resurrect and believe in God, but we're talking about the remnants.
他们亲自看见主带同教会一同降临。
The remnants would see with their eyes that the Lord would return with
the church. 他们就碰到这样的一件大事。
And they come across this great matter.
把他们祖宗一直连同他们这一千多几千年下来，在神面前的愚昧全都显明出来了。
And the foolishness of their fathers and themselves for thousands of years, they are manifested.
结果就引起下面一段的记录，就说到他们整个以色列人全家都在神的面前悔改。
And it brings about what follows is the entire house of Israel will repent before God.
王族也好，
what is the royalty?
侍奉神的利未支派也好，
or the tribe of Levites who serve God，
不服大卫的权，过去不服大卫家的权柄的人也好，
or those who would not submit to the house of David，
所有的以色列人，
all the Israelites，
一家一家做单位。
And as, using families as a unit.
在单位里面还有单位。
And as unit within unit.
男的在一处，女的在一处。
The men will be in one place, and the women will be in one place.
在那一个时候，他们不再留意到我们生活上的各种各样的事了。
At that time, they will no longer pay attention to things about daily living.
他们只知道一件事情。
They only know about one thing.
我们的祖宗连同我们一直在神面前对付神的儿子。
And our fathers and us, we continue to go against the Son of God.
如今来拯救我们的就是那一位神的儿子。
But now, the one who comes to save us is the Son of God.
他们很深刻地明白了。他们得罪神到了一个什么样的地步？
Then they deeply understand how they have offended God, to what degree they have offended God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在这一个时候，
At this time,
以色列人全家悔改。
The entire family, house of Israel, they repent.
但以理书上所说的，停止罪孽，结束那个罪孽，引进永义，就是这一个时刻了。
And this is how in the book of Daniel mentions about making an end of sins and to bring in everlasting righteousness.
就是主在大灾难的末了，带同教会一同降临到地上来。
Which is at the end of the great tribulation, the Lord will bring the church.
一边是拯解救以色列，
to descend on earth.
那个危险。
And on one hand is to save Israel from the danger.
另一面也在那里开始要建立国度。
And on the other hand is also to begin to build the kingdom.
而我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们这样子来看到利未记里面的那个吹角节跟赎罪日的这两个事情，我们才看到那个实际的光景是指着什么。
And when we see this, then we can then understand the relationship between the Feast of the Trumpet and the Day of Atonement.
我只能很简略的把那个过程从各处来把它抽出来和弟兄姊妹们提。
And I can only briefly, simply mention about different points.
我想，如果我们愿意更多的去领会到的话呢？仰望主给我们可以有条路去明白为什么神设立这个耶和华的节期给以色列人。
And if we want to understand further, we have to look to the Lord to give us understanding.
我们才看见整个属灵的事情的历史发展就是按照神这一个安排来显明出来。
And we can then see the development of this God's plan in the spiritual terms.
下礼拜我们要看到祝棚节了。
And next week we will study the.
还是要从今天我们所交通过的那个做基础来进入祝棚节。
We still need to use what we share today as a basis.
我们感谢主，虽然摩西当年完全没办法领会的事情，如今神给我们模模糊糊的能知道一点点。
And the matters that Moses couldn't understand then, God gave us today some understanding about this.
因为神过去所做的事情，就是耶和华必成就这一点。
And because of what God has done is based on the what.The Lord would do for sure.
过去是这样。
It was like that in
before. 现在还是这样。
And today is still the same.
虽然这些事都发生在前面，也许我们应当一定会看到，我们被提在天上就往下看，就看到。
And even though these things will happen in the future, we'll for sure be able to see them if we're raptured, and we will look at these things from above.
不过今天我们就不必乱猜。一定是怎样，一定是怎样。
But today we don't have to make guesses to say it's for sure it will happen this way. 我们
只能知道大概的事情是这样。
And we only need to know in general how things will
develop. 因为神把这些事情说给我们听的话呢，并不是要我们知道那个细节。
Because when God tells us these things, He's not wanting us to know the details.
神是要我们看见，摆在历史上那么难多、那么多的难成的事。怎么可以成为真事实呢？
But God wants us to see all these things that seems impossible to accomplish, how they can become reality.
神先把那个大概给我们提一提。
And God first gives us a general concept.
等到事情发生了。
When these matters happen.
你就看到正如主的话所说。
And just like what the word of the
Lord says. 外邦就知道。我是耶和华你们的神。
That the nations would know that I am God, your Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想，我们今天晚上就停在这吧。
And we'll end here this evening.
弟兄姊妹们，如果有感动，领我们祷做一个祷告。
If you're moved, princess, please lead us into prayer.